Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch, Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is...
Okay, this is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, still here at the Black Expo. And I'm sitting here at a table called Ujima Journey Incorporated. And I'm speaking to Aaron...
Cedar Weisha Carter.
Right, who's the president. And how you doing, Aaron?
Excellent.
Aaron, tell me something about Ujima.
Ujima? Okay. Ujima, we picked that name when we first got organized. We organized out of Whitney Young Health Center after we finished with Sister Nancy Dawson from Ruthwood Visited, who wanted to take children on a trip. So we were organizing, and we said, well, we need a name for what we're doing. And so we picked Ujima, which is the third principle of the Nguza Saba, which is part of the Kwanzaa celebration. Ujima means collective work and responsibility. Otherwise, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together.
So what do Ujima do, the organization do?
Well, what we do, we have this trip that was an Afrocentric trip. Take children to see historical black sites over the years. Last year, we went to Baltimore to the Great Black and Wax Museum. We did a tour there. We went to the new museum in D.C., the National Museum of African American History and Culture. And we also went on a tour of Washington, D.C., what Benjamin Banneker built, D.C., the roads and the places of legislation done in the country. We went also to Union Temple Baptist Church, which is the host church for the Million Man March of 1995, Reverend Willie Wilson. Let me see, what else? We stayed in Virginia. And it was a trip that children will never forget, and some of the parents who came as chaperones will never forget.
Now, we are here today at the Black Expo. And so tell me your thoughts on the Black Expo and why it's important to the black community.
Well, I have to give all honor to God Almighty and to Tatiana Cunningham, Sister Tatiana Cunningham, for putting the Kazi, we call Kazi work, and she put the work and effort in it. This is very phenomenal. Out of the Nguza Saba, the Ujima, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and that's what this is presenting for black, the whole black consciousness of a marketplace where we shop and support ourselves and grow from that, because that which is small, like a seed is planted, it will grow, take root, and sprout. And that's what this is doing. This second year, it's very phenomenal. All I can say is that it's a great feat. It's something we can build on, and we're here in the Capitol, so it's good to know that black folks are doing something in the Capitol.
Well, let me just ask you this question. Business is normally a business that come into being and try to, you know, get as much money and profit as they could. Now, do you think that black businesses, I mean, although they have to get some type of profit, that they're coming into being socially, there have to be a little change other than the way they, how other businesses do today?
One of the principles which you're speaking on is the first principle of the Nguza Saba, umoja, unity. And so that's the most powerful thing that we can do, both as adults and for the young people to see it and be part of it. It only can be good. It only can grow from the good of sharing information, sharing the wealth, letting that money stay in the community, with the business, would then spend to other businesses that are black. it's just a healthy relationship of ourselves. It's to learn to love ourselves. It's learn to put in practice what we say about unity. Unity is to do what we have to do in the community. So that's just the first basis of doing anything is umoja, unity. To strive for and maintain unity in our family, community, nation, and race. We're defining ourselves in the workshops and presentations on the panel discussions in what now Kuji Chakalia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Ujima, they're doing it right here to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. We're taking each bit of the piece and put it into practice. It's like trying to put a team together. Well, you put a team together. You don't know the various talents that you have, but that's the first basis is to come together, which is unity. Then we do some practice, and then in the practice is game time. We see what we can do, and then we go right back together in regards to practice, and then compete, and then do what we need to do for ourselves. That we just have to get used to loving ourselves on little things. Deal with the little things, the larger things will come.
There you have it, Brother Aaron. Good wisdom for anybody who's opening up a business, especially a black business. You have to look at the Kwanzaa, Nguma Saba, and practice those principles with your business, right?
That's correct. It's actually very simple, because a lot of times we don't realize in the nature of us, the good essence of who we are. We do things and don't realize the power and grace within that. But when we put some understanding to it and some wisdom to it, a vision begins to happen, because our feet and hands are now matching our heart and mind.
All right. Thank you, Brother Aaron. Thank you for that wisdom.
Okay. All right. Praise God.
Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.